The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
Hello, everybody. It's now time for Girls District Semifinal Basketball from Sandy Valley as Highland battles Strasburg. Here's Matt Croy.
And good evening, Highland, the second-ranked team in Division IV, a record of 22-2. They won 10 games in a row, taking on the fifth-seeded Strasburg Lady Tigers, a record of 19-5. They won three straight, and all for the right to move on to Saturday's district championship game. Stay tuned. I'll be speaking with Highland head basketball coach Brady Schlabel on the pregame show on WKLM.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Pro-BS siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Pro-BS siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for February is loaded baked potato.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving that persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Holmes Limestone Company of Berlin has been in business since 1948. They are located on State Route 39 east of Berlin. They know what kind of dedication and sacrifices have to be made for student athletes, not only for their personal goals, but also for their teams. Holmes Limestone would like to take this opportunity to salute the parents, coaches, teachers, and the athletes for their hard work and dedication throughout the year. Holmes Limestone is a proud supporter of the Highland Hawks and is proud to be part of this community.
If you're looking for a creative, innovative, and affordable experience in home building, then look no further than Fingerprint Homes. At Fingerprint Homes, we've reinvented the home building experience using a technology-driven six-step process that's backed by personalized customer service at every step of the way. Check out our interactive website at www.fingerprinthomes.com or call today to schedule your appointment at 330-234-9004. At Fingerprint Homes, we're more than builders. We're your partners.
At the Mount Hope Auction every Wednesday, the Flea and Farmers Market opens at 7 a.m. The hay sale begins at 9:30 a.m. in Ring 2. At 9 a.m., the goat sale begins, followed by sheep. At 10:30 a.m. in the main ring, they start with farm calves, followed by dairy, pigs, hogs, feeders, followed by bulls, fat cattle, and call cows. The poultry and rabbit sale begins at 1 p.m. For more information on other sales and happenings at the Mount Hope Event Center throughout the year, you can go to mounthopeauction.com.
Is your garage floor paint or epoxy peeling, cracking, or fading? Fantastic Floors by Miller Custom Exteriors is the solution. Our premium concrete floor coating system is durable with a 15-year warranty against peeling, chipping, or cracking, and it cures in just one day. Make your garage floor beautiful. Call or visit fantasticfloors.info to set up your free appointment today. That's 330-695-4905. 330-695-4905.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
It's time for Before the Tip, brought to you by Hubbard's Insurance in Millersburg.
This is Larry Hobrin from Hobrin's Insurance Service with some tips that can save you time, money, and headaches. Is your safe really safe? Home and gun safes come in a variety of qualities. Make sure yours is adequate to protect its contents. Also, study your replacement cost coverage on your household contents policy. It doesn't necessarily mean what you think it does. Want to know more? Let us review your coverage and help you with ways to protect what you worked hard to earn. Call Hobrin's Insurance at 674-9091 or 1-800-340-3767.
Alongside Highland Lady Hawks and basketball coach Brady Slayball, coming off the convincing win over Steubenville Catholic Central to capture the sectional title. And one of the many things that worked well for you that last game, Brady, was Trish Troyer knocking down 5 3-pointers, 17 points. Always good to see her knocking down that outside shot.
Yeah, I was excited to see her getting going a little bit. And, you know, that's great of an offensive game she had. I feel like that was probably one of her best defensive games of the year. Had to guard the point guard a little bit. And so it's nice to see her kind of playing her best basketball here at the end of the year.
Back in the district semifinals, similar spot and similar opponent you had last year, taking on this Stralsburg team out of the IVC. I know you, of course, beat them convincingly in the showcase, a little shorthanded at that time. What stands out to you about the Stralsburg team?
Yeah, you know, obviously Sophie didn't play the first time, and so we're excited to get a chance to play against her. And we think they'll be able to handle our pressure. And, you know, it's going to be a grinded-out kind of battle. You know, they play super hard. They rebound extremely well. They pound it into the post. And then if you go all out on the post, kid, Sophie's going to knock it down from the perimeter. So a lot of little things that we're looking to do well on the defensive end.
Hey, Brady, I was kind of looking back to last year's matchup here. You had that close 8-point win over them here in the district tournament here. One of the things that stood out to me is they had that big 13 rebound advantage over you. That's one of the things that's really been an emphasis, I know, a strength for your team is rebounding throughout this season.
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe that they beat us on the rebounds, too, the first time we played them this year. So hopefully we can do a little bit better job on the rebound side of things. As you said, we've done a great job of that this year. Been averaging about 16, 17 offensive rebounds. So that kind of stuff is huge, especially on nights where, you know, you don't know if you're going to hit shots every night. You don't know who's going to be the one to step up and knock them down. But if you're getting those offensive rebounds, getting second chance points, it's huge.
Aside from that, keys-wise, Brady, first to turn the game away from your home floor here, what's the biggest things you're looking at here this evening?
Yeah, I think it's about getting settled in early. You know, obviously there should be some jitters on both sides, I'm sure, and team that kind of settles down, plays their style of basketball first, it's definitely going to have an advantage in the first half. Hopefully we can push the tempo a little bit and see what we can do.
Brady, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.
That's the voice of Highland Lady Hawks head basketball coach, Brady Schlayball.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Hobrin's Insurance in Millersburg.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
If you or a loved one needs physical, occupational, or speech therapy services, trust the team at Walnut Hills in Walnut Creek to help. Walnut Hills has been awarded a 5-star rating from CMS, as well as a high-performing rating from U.S. News. The data used to determine the rating shows a higher percentage of Walnut Hills rehabilitation residents return home than the state and national averages. And the rehospitalization rate for Walnut Hills residents is about half of the state and national averages. Walnut Hills offers both inpatient and outpatient therapy services. To learn more about the 5-star therapy services at Walnut Hills, call us at 330-893-3200.
If it's time for your business to expand, then your project deserves a proven design and construction firm known for keeping their word. And that's the Design Construction Professionals at Weaver Commercial Contractors. Offering architectural design and drafting, general contracting, pre-construction services, budget consultation, and more. But don't take my word for it. Check us out today at weavercc.com and see what others are saying about Weaver Commercial Contractors. Give us a call today at 330-264-9020 or check us out in person at 1720. 279 Old Lincoln Way in Dalton. Weaver Commercial Contractors, built on solid relationships.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Roman and Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
The top two teams in the IVC on the floor tonight here in Sandy Valley. Of course, just like this year, last season, Highland and Sarlsborg each winning the IVC championship. Highland sharing the IVC South Division title last year with Tuskegee Valley, each going 11-1. Sarlsborg, of course, they shared the IVC North Division championship last year, each going 10-2, them along with TCC last season. This also a rematch of last year's Division IV district semifinals, where Highland won that game in a close battle over Sarlsborg 44-36, and that contest before going on to defeat River, the top seed last year, 60-41, the capture of the district title over at Meadowbrook. Highland, of course, would go on from there in the regional semifinals, where they would down South Galley at 54-33. Then the capture of the regional championship, a win over Portsmouth Notre Dame by the score of 53-43, and Highland eventually falling to the eventual state champion Tri-Village last year in the state semifinals in Dayton by the score of 51-34 from a season ago. Stay tuned. We'll have more to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM. Sauls and Berlin wishes good luck to all Holmes County coaches, players, and families on the tournament trail. They also invite you to stop in and see all the new spring items they have to offer, including potting benches and glass window boxes. If you're looking for a one-of-a-kind unique item, including a large selection of hot sauces, marinara, and salsas to share with the community, visit Sauls online at saulsandberlin.com or find them on Facebook.
A single-family home located at 4938 South Drive in Walnut Creek is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $249,500. This property was built in 1945 and has three bedrooms and one full bath with 1,623 square feet, located in the East Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Junior Miller at 330-852-4111 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Keim Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Keim, built on trust since 1911.
Fikert Concrete, located on County Road 189 between Benton and Holmesville, specializes in ready-mix concrete and state-approved limestone, sand, and gravel. All mixed styles are available, and you can count on fast, dependable delivery and competitive prices. Fikert Concrete has served homes and surrounding counties for over 75 years. Call Fikert Concrete today for all your concrete needs at 674-0038. Remember, for quality concrete, it's Fikert Concrete.
Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and at Millersburg Electric, we understand that your time is valuable, and you deserve a salesperson who will listen to your needs and budget, then works hard to search for availability of the right appliance to get to you in the timeliest manner. As part of a multi-million dollar buying group, our pricing is just as competitive as all those larger stores, and we get quick access to thousands of appliances. Finally, we'll send a dedicated delivery and install team to your home, and we offer service on your purchase long after the sale. Since 1945, Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Denco Marketing of Millersburg has customers in all 50 states, Canada, and South America. Each day, over 300 shipments of garage door parts are shipped to customers everywhere by Denco Marketing. And while Denco Marketing appreciates this wide and varied market in the country and in the world, the thing they appreciate most is where they are located. Home. That's why they support various community activities and devote as much attention to here as to there. At Denco Marketing, the most important business at hand is the business of home.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have fresh jumbo-packed chicken wings, $2.98 a pound, pork shoulder steak, $2.99 a pound, 16-ounce Seabest perch fillets, $4.99, and Southern Seas peeled and deveined shrimp, $4.59. We also have Gerber skinless chicken thighs, $3.79 a pound, and USDA choice beef stew meat, $4.99 a pound. Plus, download your digital coupon for crazy low price this Thursday through Sunday and get 12-ounce Food Club fish sticks, $1.48, and extra liquid detergent for $2.28. That's now through Sunday at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Highland, of course, their only two losses this year at the Classic in the country, going down to duty two D1 schools, Reynoldsburg and Olmsted Falls, and close losses to them at the Recenter. Highland has won 10 straight since then, a record of 22-2, and they're the second-ranked team in Division 4. For Strasburg this year, another outstanding season for them as well, with losses this year to West Muskingum by the score of 44-42, a two-point loss there. Also lost 58-50 in overtime to Mansfield Senior, a 53-32 loss. And that was to West Holmes at the Classic in the country, and also fell to Tuskegee Valley on the road, 58-33, and of course lost to Highland in the IVC Showcase, 64-25. In that contest, a game where it was Sophia Seacrest did not play for the Strasburg Tigers, but another terrific season for them, a record of 19-5 overall, and for them coming into this contest. Highland is averaging as a team just under 60 points per game, Strasburg averaging 51.5 a game. Highland gives up 31.5 points per contest. Strasburg allows just under 30 points per game on the defensive end this year for the Strasburg Lady Tigers. Top teams in the IVC last year, top teams again in the IVC this year, as Highland won the IVC championship outright, going 12-0. In the IVC this year, their 29th consecutive IVC championship. Tuskegee Valley finishing up in second place in the IVC South at 10-2. And then in the IVC North, Strasburg winning that outright. They went unbeaten at 12-0. It was East Canton finishing up in second place at 9-3 in the IVC North Division. Of course, West Holmes won the OCC outright in girls basketball, going 13-1, edging out Mansfield Senior, who went 12-2. Overall, around the area in girls basketball in regular season play, Loudonville went 19-1. and Tri-Way 18-4 during the regular season. Wayneville, who's playing a tournament game right now, they were tied at 17, as a matter of fact, at halftime with their game, and that game is being video live streamed currently on the WKLM YouTube page against Trinity. They were tied at 17. They're in the second half right now, but Wayneville going 17-5 during regular season play. West Tolles went 16-6 overall. Danville 15-7. Danville lost their tournament game last night. Central Christian went 10-10. Garaway 10-12 during regular season action for girls basketball. Stay tuned. We'll have Kuzi alongside me right after this on WKLM. If you're looking for a setting with more of an old-school appeal, reminiscent of traditional sawn-and-split cedar shakes and shingles that have been featured in American home buildings since the 1600s, then check out the authentic look of Provia Harborville Shake and Shingle Siding and MRV Siding Supply. Modeled after hand-picked cedar pieces using highly accurate laser scanning to ensure even the finest details were carried over into each Harborville Shake and Shingle. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Middlesbrough. We're on the web at MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Hi, this is Raleigh Mast. I'm a fleet mechanic with Yoder Lumber Logistics. We are a truckload carrier and broker servicing customers east of the Rocky Mountains. We have a fleet of late model equipment specializing in flatbed and Conestoga freight. At Yoder Lumber Logistics, we take pride in offering our customers fast and friendly service at competitive rates for all their inbound and outbound needs. Give us a call today at 330-893-3131.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
Highland, the top seed in the Division 4 East District. They won their first sectional tournament game over the 17 seed TCC 75-8 and won the sectional title over the 8 seed Steubenville Catholic Central 59-17, while Stallsburg is the 5 seed. They won over the 14 seed Bellsville 62-17 while defeating the 4 seed Frontier in the district championship in the sectional championship by the score of 56-47 to advance on to tonight's district semifinal matchup. So Highland the top seed, Stralsburg the 5 seed. Winner moves on to the district championship game against either the 2 seed River or the 3 seed Monroe Central. And that district title game will be this Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, at a neutral site, as they will get a chance to square off for that matchup, whoever wins this game here for the district title on Saturday. McRae alongside David Kuzi Border for tonight's broadcast, and for Highland to get to the district tournament here, and two teams, top teams out of the IVC last couple of years, Kuzi kind of squaring off here tonight.
Yeah, Matt, you know, kind of what people expected, I think, you know, to get here, and, you know, Stralsburg, you know, a team that the concern obviously is the height and the rebounding game that Coach Stable talked about in pregame. You know, they do have the IVC North Player of the Year in Riley Thomas, and their point guard, Sophia Seekers, who did not play in the IVC showcase game, you know, she's a difference maker. She can handle the ball, the floor general. So I'm sure defensively, Coach Stable is going to, you know, try to take her out of the game, put some pressure on her with, I'm guessing, Evie Mast has a matchup on her as the point guard. But it's a rebounding game. I mean, defensive rebounding wins championships at this level. I'm sure Coach Layball's talking about that, emphasizing that. And Highland got out rebounded last year in that district semifinal game. And, you know, Stralsburg beat a very good Frontier team, you know, last Saturday down at Frontier. So I'm sure the Hawks are going to have their hands full here tonight.
We're talking about rebounding being big for Highland this year. Not just rebounding, but offensive rebounds. And this team really has really hit the offensive boards all year
year long.
It's really what they've really improved on compared to last year, I think. They've really emphasized it in their practice. You can tell that when they play. And, not just with their height, with Joplin Yoder averaging 9 rebounds a game here in the tournament trail, but kids like Evie Mass and Trish Troyer, just chasing down, kids like Torrey Weaver. They just are hustle plays. They go chase down the rebounds. So getting second chance opportunities.
And offensively, because, get to this time of year, you want to be versatile. Highland certainly is that. We know about Ashley Mullet, but having Joplin Yoder, what she can do inside, along with the perimeter players Highland has to be big also when you get to these big matchups.
Yeah, Joplin and Mallory are playing really well here in postseason. And, of course, Coach Label talked about it with Trish Troyer, shooting the ball well from the perimeter of the last game. And you can never don't fall asleep on Evie Mouse. I keep saying she's going to have a breakout game along the tournament trail like she did last year in the regionals. And, so certainly kids, if they got the open look, they got the green light, and that's one of the great things with the Highland kids is, the worst shot is ones that you don't shoot, right? So that they're just going to shoot open shots and the light will go on here real quick for her.
All right, should be a fun one here. We'll take a break, and Cousy will be back around with tonight's starting lineups, then the opening tip on WKLM. If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low-slope roof?
MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low-slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
At Mack Oilfield Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oilfield Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oilfield Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door, from access control systems to camera installations and gate operators. They're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
And tonight's starting lineup brought to you, as always, by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now for tonight's starting lineups, here's Cousy.
Thank you very much, Matt. For the visiting team on the scoreboard, it'll be the Strasburg Tigers, coached by Troy McClellan in his 33rd year of coaching basketball. So number two is a 5'3 sophomore, Lila Wiggs. Number five is the 5'3 sophomore point guard, Sophia Sechrist. Number 23, the 5'4 sophomore, Ella Gilkerson. Number four in the post, the 6-foot sophomore, Allie Miller. And in the post, also rounding out the lineup, is the IBC North Player of the Year for the Strasburg Tigers, number 22, Riley Thomas. for the Highland Lady Hawks, coached by Brady Slaybaugh in just his second season. Number 13, averaging 12.5 along the tournament trails, the Ashland University commit, Ashley Mollett. Number 11, the 5'6 sophomore, E.B. Mast. Number 15 is the 5'8 junior, averaging 11 points a game along the tournament trails, Trish Troyer. In the post for Highland is number 12, the 5'10 senior, Mallory Stutzman. And rounding up the lineup for the Hawks in the post is number 35, Joplin Yoder, the 5'11 junior.
Highland on the top seed, the second ranked team also in Division 4. And a coach by Brady Schlabel, as Kuzi mentioned, the second season. Record of 22-2 on the year. They won 10 games in a row. And Strasburg, a record of 19-5 coming into this contest. They have won three straight and all for the right to move on to Saturday's district championship game. You know, 1 o'clock at a neutral site against either River or Monroe Central. Tonight's starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair, and Payne Jobs will have your car looking brand new. They'll even help with up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. McWay alongside David Kuzi Border for the seating. It's also Blazen Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. We're glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. We're also video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page. It's courtesy of the Claxton communication team of Sean Troyer, who is producing tonight's live stream coverage. And Leo Cachera is working the cameras as well. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's broadcast. And also being video live streamed tonight, we have currently the second half of the Wayndale Trinity game. You can find that on YouTube right now. And also tonight, we have the West Holmes Dover game going on. That's going on at the same time as this game. That's also being video live streamed on YouTube, as well tonight as the Triway Columbiana game. That'll be on the air about 7:15 or so. That'll be also video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page for that. Of course, Friday, we have boys basketball, Highland against Strasburg in the Reese Center in the sectional championship. We'll be broadcasting that on the radio as well as on YouTube. And also on YouTube, Friday night, we'll have for the other boys Division III sectional championship game. Garraway is at Uni Local for that contest on Friday night. And just about ready to get things underway from Sienna Valley. And both teams are very familiar with this course floor here with out of the IVC, Kuzi.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so, yeah, not a familiar territory for both teams to be able to play on this floor, which always an advantage. So we'll see here early on. But, Matt, I'm really interested to see, again, who's got the defensive assignment on Sophia Sechrist and how much pressure Highland puts on early here.
All right. Getting set the jump for Strasburg. That is Riley Thomas, 6-foot junior for Highland. Joplin Yoder, a 5'11 junior. Toss won by Strasburg going from left to right here at Sandy Valley. They'll have it across the half court line. Dribble by Sechrist. Dribbles it high on the left side. The 5'3 sophomore point guard. He'll spread the floor. Cross over to the left wing. Pass goes to the far side out of Riley Thomas. Dribbles it to the baseline. Thomas under the basket. Her layup off the glass. He's going to be good. Riley Thomas will take the basket. Strasburg a 2-0 lead. Highland basketball going right to left of it. Across the half court line is Ashley Mullen. Dribbles it out top. Bounce pass right to the foul line. Goes to Joplin Yoder. Spins around to the baseline. Nice move. Her layup going to be good and a foul. Joplin Yoder, the two post players going at each other already, Kuzi.
Yeah, you know, that little high post fake handoff. Highland's run that for 30 years, and it's worked for 30 years. So it's just, you might as well go to the well early here.
Might as well just keep going to it.
Exactly.
First foul on Strasburg, and now on Allie Miller, her first free throw up by Joplin Yoder. Knocks it down. She'll complete the three-point play, and Highland has their first lead at 3-2. Fulker pressure is on as well. Inbounded grab by Sechrist in the backcourt. Works against Edie Mass. She'll dribble across the half-court line. 3-2 Highland. Strasburg has it. 7:19 to play first quarter. Girls Division 4 district semifinal basketball from Sandy Valley. Sechrist on the right wing. Still dribbles it, lobs it inside, and grabbed by Riley Thomas. Shot in traffic by Thomas, off the glass, no good. Rebound goes to Trish Troyer. Highland basketball, bullet across the half-court line. Cross-court pass goes left side, too tall for Stutzman. Wasn't looking for it. That'll be out of bounds for Highland's first turnover.
Yeah, that, you could tell early here that Riley Thomas is really going to look to be active offensively for Strasburg. Two very aggressive shots there both times on the floor.
Definitely trying to be assertive, and Strasburg has it down by a point. Here's Sechrist. Dribbles it against Mast across the half-court line once again. She'll have it high in the left as Strasburg will spread the floor offensively. Sechrist picks it up. Bounce pass goes to Thomas. Left of the foul line. Dribbles it. Cut off. Passes out to a cutting. Ella Gilkerson. Her layup is going to be good. Gilkerson's first two. Now a 4-3 Strasburg lead. Highland ball. Ashley Mullen across midcourt. Has it high on the right. Dribbles it out top. out of the foul line, back to the corner. Three-pointer by Trish Troyer's up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound grab by Riley Thomas. Stralsburg basketball in a one-point lead. Gilkerson across midcourt. Dribbles it high on the right, picks it up. Now to Thomas, holds onto it, right of the foul circle. Back near side goes to Lytle Wiggs, her pass deflected, stolen away by Ashley Mullett, the first Stralsburg turnover. Into the front court, goes to Stutzman, takes it to the basket, her left-handed layup, no good. Rebound goes to Riley Thomas again. Stralsburg basketball with 6 minutes to play, first quarter, up 4-3. Gilkerson across midcourt, dribbles it high on the right side. That gets passed. Pass goes to the corner now. Received by Wiggs. Pass inside to Thomas. She'll grab it. Back out top to Gilkerson. Lobs it back inside. Received now by Allie Miller. Her layup is going to be good. Miller has her first 2-6-3 Stralsburg advantage. Highland basketball. Here's Mullen. Pass inside, deflected. And on the floor, stolen away. Seacrest has it. And Highland's second turnover. Seacrest to the basket, to the baseline. Falls down. And throws it away. Stolen by Trish Troyer. Her pass almost thrown away, but grabbed by Evie Mass. Pass to the bucket. Her layup is going to be good.
Yeah, good take by Evie. Like to see her being aggressive there.
Opportunistic play there on that loose ball. She got the basket. Highland down 6-5. Tigers have it against the full court pressure. Gilkerson over to Seacrest. And she'll cross midcourt. 5 minutes to play, first quarter. Stralsburg ball on a one-point advantage. Seacrest at center circle. Dribbles it on to the right wing. Cut off by Evie Mass. Down to the foul line. Spins around. She'll back it up again. Pass to the right block. Goes to Riley Thomas. She'll be fouled. Defended by Mallory Stutzman. That'll be her first personal foul.
Yeah, Mal was just like a half step late there defensively. Just trailing Riley Thomas. So she's got to be careful there with guarding a player like that to not get her second one here.
And checking in, Ellie Habiger and Macy Mullett checking in for Highland. Joplin Yoder will have a seat along with Trish Troyer. Gilkerson to inbound. Under the basket goes to Allie Miller. Her shot off the glass, no good. Rebound fought for and chased down by Mallory Stutzman. Highland ball to the front court. Here's Ashley Mullett on the right wing. Her three-pointer's up in the air. Going to be off the mark. Missed everything. And goes out of bounds. It will be Stralsburg basketball. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Home Siding Contractors. And it'll be Blaisdell Mullins reporting all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Highland full court pressure is on. Pass into the hands of Lila Wiggs, who will cross midcourt for Stralsburg. Up 6-5. Hands it off to Gilkerson, high on the right side. Dribbles it to the corner. Bounce pass inside through the hands of Miller, stolen away by Macy Mullett, the third Stralsburg turnover. Ashley Mullett pass left wing goes to Stutzman. Her three-pointer up in the air going to be knocked down. Highland has the lead again at 8-6.
Yeah, good job by Mallory spotting up early in transition, and Ashley put the ball right on time, right on target.
Her first points, baseball pass to the front court, chased down by Seacrest. Her layup is going to be good. Her first 2 points of the game are tied up now at 8 apiece. And meanwhile, going to be a turnover called by the official in the inbounds pass. And Highland has their third turnover in this first quarter.
Yeah, you know, just an early unforced turnover there by Highland. But, yeah, I like what Ashley Mullet did there after that turnover. She kind of just, you know, hey, like it gave the thumbs up. It's okay. We got this. Keeping her under control.
Being that floor leader. And, in fact, Ashley Mullet steals the inbound pass there and gets fouled by Gilkerson. So Ashley Mullet kind of being that leader that she is.
Yeah, I really like that. You know, again, a play like that, you know, Highlands could have got frustrated themselves. She just kind of like, hey, you know, we got this. No worries. And next play, she gets the steal back.
No doubt about it for Stralsburg, their fourth turnover. First personal foul on Gilkerson. Second team foul on the Tigers. Highland basketball gets the 1-2-2 press now, Stralsburg. Into the front court goes to Stutzman. Out top now to Ashley Mullett. Right corner, Trish Troyer now. Lobs it inside, goes to Habiger. Back out top to Ashley Mullett. She'll back it up near midcourt. Highland, Powell tied up 8 apiece with Stralsburg right now. 3.5 to play in the first quarter. Bounce pass to Habiger, left of the foul circle. Her pass deflected and grabbed by Trish Troyer. Left wing to Stutzman. Her three-pointer going to be no good that time. Rebound, however, chased down by Trish Troyer. Highland has the basketball. Another offensive board for the Lady Hawks.
There's what we talked about in pregame, Matt. Chasing down rebounds.
No doubt. Shive and a shot no good. The left hand by Ashley Mullett. She'll miss it. Rebound grabbed by Seacrest. She'll have it on the other end. Seacrest with the layup going to be no good. Rebound put back is good by Riley Thomas. Thomas has 4. 10-8 lead for Stralsburg. Highland ball to Trish Troyer to the corner. Her three-pointers up there going to be in and out. No good. Rebound grabbed by Stutzman, however. Back to Trish Troyer. Out top Ashley Mullett. Mullett to the foul line. Back in the corner now. Three-pointer by Macy Mullet. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound going to be corralled by Riley Thomas. Lady Tigers basketball in a 10-8 advantage. 2.5 to play first quarter. Sophia Seacrest across the half-court line. Dribbles against Macy Mullet. Pass goes left way now to Ella Gilkerson. Back out top to Lila Wiggs. Into the corner back to Gilkerson. Gilkerson to the baseline. Pass inside. Stolen away by Mallory Stutzman. That'll be the fifth turnover on Strasburg. Highland ball. Stutzman to the front court. To the foul line. Out top Ashley Mullet. Mullet three-pointer goes up. They are going to be no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by... Oh! They're going to see it's off of Highland, apparently, so Strasburg will have the basketball. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies player of the game. Six Monies, your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram, and shop online at sixmonies.com. Six Monies, for quality and service, never go out of style. Fulker pressure on. Embedded, grabbed by Wiggs. Her pass goes to Thomas, who will crash the half-court line. Thomas down to the right point. Pass goes to the corner. Received now by Addison Sibilia, back in the near side to Riley Thomas. Thomas pass to the right block. Goes to Gilkerson. Her shot off the last going to be no good. Rebound corralled by Trish Troyer. Highland ball down by a pair. 1:40 to play in the first. Into the front court. Here's Tori Weaver. Weaver to the baseline. Cross-court passes thrown away. Stolen by Seacrest. Highland their fourth turnover. Seacrest to the foul line to the lane. Scoop shot going to be no good. Rebound to Joplin Yoder. Highland ball. Here's Edie Mast across midcourt. On the right wing. She'll back it up to reset the offense. Ashley Mullen getting the rest right now for the Lady Hawks. Now to Joplin Yoder. Back to Mast out top. Dribbles it. Spins around. Pass inside to Joplin Yoder. She'll grab it. She'll lay it up and in.
Yeah, really, really great passer by Evie Mast on the back door.
Joplin Yoder has five. We're tied up for a second time at 10 apiece. 1 minute to play, first quarter. Sophia Seacrest has it for the Lady Tigers. Under a minute to play in the first. Seacrest into the front, to the front court, I should say. Guarded by Evie Mast. Bounce pass near side, Lila Wiggs. Now out top to Sibilla. Dribbles at left wing. Back to the corner to Seacrest. Thought about it. Pass instead goes left wing to Sibilla. Out top to Lila Wiggs. Back to left wing to Seacrest. Lost it. She'll track it back down near midcourt. Crossover left wing. Seacrest picks it up. Out top now to Lila Wiggs. 28 seconds. Riley Thomas to the foul circle. Back to the corner now. Grabbed by Sibilla. Dribbles it. Out top. Corralled by Lila Wiggs now. She'll find Gilkerson. Dumps it inside. Goes over to Sibilla. Her layup is going to be good. Addison Sibilla gives Strasburg a two-point advantage. 10 seconds to go. Here's Evie Mast. Right corner, Trish Tory Weaver. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be Highland basketball now with 5 seconds to play in the first.
Yeah, now that whistle gets Mallory Stutzman and Ashley Mullet back in the game for Highland here.
Chance to get this last shot of the quarter. Down by a pair. Stutzman to inbound. Baseball pass goes cross-court. Joplin Yoder out top to Mullet. Her three-pointer is going to be knocked down at the buzzer.
Greatly executed sideline out of bounds.
Perfectly. Great. And Highland, with that three, they'll take the lead as we close out the first. Highland 13, Strasburg 12. This is girls district tournament basketball on WKLM.
Stop cleaning your gutters. Get Gutter Bonnet and ABC Seamless Gutters, and your gutters will stay clog-free, guaranteed, or we'll clean your gutters free. Hi, this is Lauren Miller with Miller Custom Exteriors. Our gutters are 33% larger to prevent overflow, and our leaf protection keeps out leaves and debris. It's the perfect combination to keep your gutters worry-free. Call Miller Custom Exteriors today and say goodbye to cleaning your gutters. Visit us online at MillerCustomExteriors.com.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerene Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerene has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerene provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomereneHospital.org.
And first quarter numbers courtesy of Kuzi, where Highland in the first quarter was 2-for-8 on three-point tries, including a three-pointer to close out the first by Ashley Mullen. Strasburg did not attempt a three-point shot. Highland 3-of-5 from two-point range. Strasburg was 6-for-10 for 60%. Highland 1-for-1 for the foul line. Strasburg did not attempt the foul shot. Strasburg out rebounding Highland 7-to-6. Five turnovers for the Tigers, four turnovers for the Lady Hawks in the first quarter of play. Highland has the ball to begin the second quarter of action. Ashley Mullen has it out top. Now to the foul line. To the corner goes to Sussman. Her three-pointer going to be in and out. No good. Rebound grabbed by Allie Miller. Tigers basketball to the front court. On the right wing, here's Sibylla. Picks it up. Lobs it back out top to Sophia Seacrest. 13-12 Highland. Strasburg has it to begin the second. Into the corner. Goes over to Lila Wiggs. Dribbles it left wing. Goes out top with it now to Sibylla. Her bounce pass, Riley Thomas on the right point. Goes out top to Lila Wiggs. Back to the left wing. Grabbed by Sibylla. And going to be a foul called away from the basketball, looks like. And that'll be the first team foul on the Lady Hawks here this quarter.
Yeah, it looks like they got Joplin Yoder for just a little bit of a bump on the cutter there. So, yeah, her first of the game.
So Tigers to inbound beneath their own backboard. And Wiggs inbounds it to the left wing, goes to Seacrest. Her three-pointers up in the air, going to be off the mark. Rebound, however, grabbed by Sibylla. Back to Seacrest for the Tigers. She'll back it up near center circle. Pass left to the foul line, Riley Thomas. Thomas holds on to it. Now puts it on the floor. Pass to the corner, goes to Sibylla. She'll back it up now to the left wing. Poklos grabs it again. Now top of the pass to Lila Wiggs. Back inside goes to Sibylla. Knock loose, goes out of bounds, but off the hands of Ashley Mullet.
Yeah, good job of just being active defensively there. And, yeah, Strasburg's really doing a good job on their half-court offense, running their sets. That's where Sophia Seacrest comes in, you know, handy for this game.
No doubt. Inbounded by Sibylla, goes out top to Lila Wiggs. Inside the foul circle, Riley Thomas dumps it inside, goes over to Allie Miller. Her shot no good, but she'll be fouled. Allie Miller, the 6-foot sophomore post player, battle the foul line to shoot two.
Yeah, posted up there. I think they got Ashley Mollett for her first foul of the game. But, yeah, you know, one thing, Matt, is really obvious with Sophia Seacrest. Like, you know, she's not scoring a lot, but she's just the floor general. And she just is able to get Strasburg to run their half-court offense so much better than the IBC showcase game.
Well, you've seen that so far, no doubt. First free throw no good by Allie Miller. She has one more to go. Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. Second free throw, no good. Missed them both. Rebound to Mallory Stutzman. And Highland still has the lead at 13-12. Ashley Mullen across midcourt. Now to Stutzman. Left wing goes to Trish Troyer. Out top, Joplin Yoder. Dribbles it. Yoder. Pass goes in the hands now of Ashley Mullen, high on the left side. She'll find Trish Troyer inside. Joplin Yoder backs it in. Yoder kicks it back out top. Stutzman for a three-pointer is going to be knocked down. A little inside out that time, and Sussman has her second three-point basket.
Yeah, really good job by Joplin of just drawing that defense and kicking out to a wide-open Mallory Stutzman.
16-12 Lady Hawks. Pressure is on. In the backcourt goes to Sophia Seacrest, and going to be a timeout called by Strasburg. 6:05 to play first half. Highland 16, Strasburg 12. This is girls district tournament basketball on WKLM.
If you're looking for a creative, innovative, and affordable experience in home building, then look no further than Fingerprint Homes. At Fingerprint Homes, we've reinvented the home building experience using a technology-driven six-step process that's backed by personalized customer service at every step of the way. Check out our interactive website at www.fingerprinthomes.com or call today to schedule your appointment at 330-234-9004. At Fingerprint Homes, we're more than builders. We're your partners.
Get total service for your jewelry at the Jewelry Store with the free cleaning and inspection. All the repairs done right in their showroom at the Jewelry Store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Reminder also, the Wayndale Trinity game, that's in overtime right now. That's being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page for that Wayndale Trinity Division III girls district semifinal matchup from Struthers. Strasburg basketball out of the timeout. They'll have it to the front court. Here's Riley Thomas. Lost it, grabs it again. Out top goes to Sibylla. Holds onto it. She'll find Seacrest now. She'll reset the offense at center circle. Pass goes left wing. Received now by Lila Wiggs. Holds onto it. Spins around. Now dribbles it to the baseline. Wiggs cut off. Around the foul line, Sibylla. Her 15-footer going to be in and out. No good. Rebound to the four. Fought for. Grabbed by Riley Thomas. Cross-court pass goes to Wiggs. She'll track it down. Her pass, however, goes inside, rolls cross court. That'll be out of bounds, and that will be a turnover on Strasburg, and that will be their sixth.
Yeah. Yeah, you could tell, you know, Matt, that that Highland's starting to ramp up the defensive pressure at both the full court and half court ends. So we'll see how Strasburg handles the more pressure put on by the Hawks here.
Starting to certainly make a difference here in the second quarter. Highland has it. Here's Ashley Mullen out top. Now to the foul line, to the lane. Pass goes to the corner to Stutzman. Her three-pointers up in the air going to be off the mark. Rebound, however, grabbed by Habiger. Has it poked loose out of bounds. It'll stay with him. No. Now he changes his mind. It's going to say it's Strasburg basketball instead.
Good hustle by Ellie trying to chase that one down.
So full court pressure on by Highland as Stutzman will have a seat. And along with Evie Mass will check out as well. And on the four, it'll be getting set to inbound on Ella Gilkerson for Strasburg. Macy Mullet checking back in for Highland. And Trish Troyer inbound to grab by Wiggs. Back to Gilkerson. Now the Wiggs in the backcourt. Dribbles at three-quarters court now across the half-court line. 16-12 Highland. Back on the left point to Gilkerson. Picks it up now. Spins around. Into the corner. Grabbed by Allie Miller. Pass inside to Thomas. To the baseline. Thomas's layup off the glass and good. Thomas has six. Makes it a 16-14 Highland advantage. Lady Hawks basketball. Here's Ashley Mullen in the front court. Dribbles the left point. Now to the left wing. Cross-court pass, Joplin Yoder. Now to the foul line, to the lane. Her layup going to be good.
Yeah, good body control there by Joplin on the finish. She's 3-for-3 from the field now.
7 points, Joplin Yoder. 18-14 Highland back to a four-point advantage. 4.5 to play. Second quarter, Strasburg has it. Seacrest across midcourt, dribbles the left wing. Backs it up high on the left side. Cross over to the corner. Al spins around. Pass goes out top now. Over to Lila Wiggs around the foul circle, Riley Thomas. Thomas picks it up. Back to the corner, received by Wiggs. Now the Seacrest on the right wing. Lost it, picks it back up. Now the Thomas. Al top to Gilkerson. Back on the right side to Sophia Seacrest.
Yeah, Macy Mullet is getting a workout. She's making Sophia Seacrest work. Macy's in a face guard situation when she gives up the basketball.
Sticking with her like glue.
Yeah.
Pass inside to Thomas. Meanwhile, she'll turn it over. Here's the steal, the seventh Strasburg turnover. Out of the front court goes to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer going to be knocked down.
There's defense to offense right there.
No doubt, Trish Troyer, her first 3 points of the game. 21-14 lead for the Lady Hawks.
Yeah.
That time they'll beat the pressure to the long pass. Again, to Seacrest. Second time they've done that, and Seacrest will bank it in.
Yeah, nicely executed by Strasburg there.
Seacrest with four, Highland ball. Ashley Mullis passed the corner to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer going to be no good that time. Rebound goes to Riley Thomas. Highland is up 21-16.
Yeah, Highland's got the tempo where they want it. The tempo right now is very fast-paced.
No doubt. And now Seacrest has it to the corner. Back right alongside David Cousy Border for this evening's broadcast. Thomas has it out top. 3 minutes to play in the half. Inside the paint goes to Allie Miller. Knocked to the corner. Grabbed by Seacrest. Back inside to Allie Miller, double team, kicks it back out top. Now to Wiggs, out top Gilkerson. Her pass to the side goes to Seacrest. In traffic, her off-balance shot, that's no good. Rebound to the floor, grabbed by Macy Mullet. Highland ball, Ashley Mullet into the front court. Her three-pointers up there going to be no good. Rebound to the floor. Rolls out of bounds. It'll be off of Joplin Yoder's hand, so Strasburg will have it. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard. On WKLM, it's brought to you by Home Siding Contractors. Again, Blaisdon Mullins reporting all the area girls tournament basketball scores for you all the way until midnight.
Yeah, great job by Macy Mall. Just really coming in for those 2-3 minutes of face guard and Sophia Seacrest and Megan right now. Now she's got Evie Mast on her. So Highland just keeps running different people at her.
Yeah, and doing a good job defensively. No doubt about it. Into the front court, Strasburg has it. Here's Riley Thomas. Spins around her shot. Off the glass and good. What a spin and bucket by Riley Thomas. She has 8 and now makes it a 3-point ball game. 21-18 Lady Hawks. 2:20 to play in the half. Ashley Mullet now into the front court, dribbles it high on the right, now takes it out top to the foul line. Mullet, 15 footers up there, going to be off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Riley Thomas. Seacrest to the front court for the Tigers, pulls it back out now on the left wing. 2 minutes to play in the half. Now the Thomas right post, spins around to the baseline. Her shot canoes, no good. Over top of Joplin Yoder. Now Joplin will get the rebound. Highland ball, Ashley Mullet across midcourt to the corner of the Trish Troyer. Troyer cut off. Back to Ashley Mullet. Out top Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound to the corner goes out of bounds. And Strasburg will have the basketball. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies Player of the Game. Known for their super soft style, Six Bunnies can outfit your entire family for any sporting event. Timeout called, 1:41 to play in the half. Highland 21, Strasburg 18. This is girls district tournament basketball on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Under 2 minutes to play in the half, and Cousy, it's been a very competitive first half so far.
Yeah, it absolutely has been. You know, one of the things interesting here, Matt, that Highland has really done a good job all year on offensive rebound. They've only got two offensive rebounds here in the first half, just, you know, not able to chase down those long rebounds. Strasburg is long and physical and making it difficult. So, but, yeah, very competitive first half of basketball going on here.
Tigers have it down by three. And with it in the backcourt, Sophia Seacrest will cross the midcourt line and working against Evie Mast. Dribbles it down to the right wing. Seacrest, still with the dribble. And she'll back it up high in the right. She'll back it up now to the center circle area, still with it, down to the left point. Seacrest down on the left wing with the basketball. Pass goes out top to Gilkerson. On the right wing now to Lila Wiggs. Inside Riley Thomas. Her layup off the glass is going to be good. Thomas, a force in the first half. She has 10. Now a one-point ball game. Highland ball. Three-pointer by Ashley Ball. That's going to be knocked down. Ashley Bullitt has the answer, her second three-pointer. Highland a 24-20 advantage.
Yeah, Riley Thomas, I'll tell you what, I mean, she's 5-7 from the field. She catches the ball. She's a factor right now. So Highland's got to either double or try to get the ball out of her hands.
She's been outstanding. Tigers have it, 48 seconds and counting in the second quarter. Here's Sophia Seacrest out top. Now to the foul circle. Pass inside to Allie Miller to the right post. Her shot off. Going to be no good by Miller. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be off of Strasburg, they're going to say. So Highland will have it. 35 seconds to play. Second quarter. Highland ball. And they have a 24-20 lead.
I'd be curious to see if they play for one or they're going to play it through here.
See what they decide to do. Ashley Mullett crosses midcourt. And right now Highland is kind of spreading the floor. Taking some time off the clock. 20 seconds to play in the second quarter. Mullett dribbles it at center circle. Looking like they're trying to go for that final shot of the half of the can. Pass deflected, goes out of bounds. Good defense by Wiggs, but Highland will keep the basketball.
Yeah, exactly. Good ball pressure there. You know, put on Ashley by Lila Wiggs.
Stutzman to inbound. Her pass in the backcourt tracked down by Ashley Mullett. 12 seconds to go down to 10. Right wing to Evie Mast. 8 seconds. Out top, Ashley Mullett to the foul line. Her 15-footer's up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Fought for. It'll be a grab finally by Riley Thomas. And that'll do it here for the first half of action. Halftime score from Sandy Valley and girls Division 4. District semifinal basketball. It's Highland 24 and Strasburg 20. Back around the recap, the first half for you after this on WKLM.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
With unpredictable power outages affecting homeowners more frequently than ever, Generac's best-selling home standby generators are designed to protect your home and family from extended power failures. This is Kerry Taylor inviting you to partner with Millersburg Electric and Generac for a free in-home assessment to identify the right generator for your backup power and financial needs. Power you control with peace of mind from Millersburg Electric, Ohio's premier Generac generator dealer. Call today or visit MillersburgElectric.com.
If it's time for your business to expand, then your project deserves a proven design and construction firm known for keeping their word. And that's the Design Construction Professionals at Weaver Commercial Contractors. offering architectural design and drafting, general contracting, pre-construction services, budget consultation, and more. But don't take my word for it. Check us out today at WeaverCC.com and see what others are saying about Weaver Commercial Contractors. Give us a call today at 330-264-9020 or check us out in person at 17279 Old Lincoln Way in Dalton. Weaver Commercial Contractors, built on solid relationships.
Have you heard of Seat Farm Tires yet? We bet your neighbors have. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we have been selling this premium radial tire for over 6 years now. If you need a good tire that has been proven in the field and on the road at a great price, then Seat is the tire for you. Just remember your ABCs. Always buy Seat. When you want the best, call MTS. Reach us at 330-674-1085, and our experts will give you all the details. Located on the State Route 39 east of Millersburg, celebrating 70 years in the tire business.
A single-family home located at 9650 Golf Course Road Northwest in Sugar Creek is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $975,000. This property was built in 2021 and has three bedrooms and two full baths with 2,208 square feet, located in the Garraway Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Tim Miller at 330-674-7355 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
Denko Marketing of Millersburg reminds you that a properly working and maintained garage door is critical to safety. Door springs, bottom brackets, cables, and supports are under extreme tension and can cause serious injury if dealt with improperly. That's why your local garage door dealer is the one to trust. His professional expertise keeps your garage door working as it should and puts the job in the right hands. A safety and service tip from Denko Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home.
It is halftime from Stralsburg in girls Division 4 district semifinal basketball. Highland has a 24-20 lead over Stralsburg. Highland led 13-12 after one on the three-pointer to close out the quarter by Ashley Mullet. And then Highland outscoring the Lady Tigers 11-8 in the second quarter. A first half that saw four lead changes and also two ties. And Highland has a four-point halftime advantage. For Highland, leading the way for them was Joplin Yoder. Yoder in the first half was 0-for-1 on three-point tries, but she's also 3-for-3 from two-point range, 1-for-1 from the foul line. Joplin Yoder had 7 first-half points. Also, 6 points apiece for Ashley Mullet and Mallory Stutzman, each knocking down a pair of three-pointers in that first half. And 3 points also for Trish Troyer and 2 points for Evie Bass, running out the Highland total of 24. For Stralsburg, Riley Thomas had herself a big first half, had 10 points to lead all scores. Thomas going 5-for-7 from two-point range for her total of 10 points. 4 points also scored by Sophia Seacrest, and 2 points apiece for Ella Gilkerson, along with Allie Miller and Addison Sibilla, running out the Stralsburg total of 20. Halftime score, Highland 24, Stralsburg 20. And now for the first half team numbers, here's Cousy.
All right, thank you very much, Matt. So from the three-point line, Highland went 5 of 16 for 31%. Stralsburg was 0 for 1. From the two-point line, Highland was 4 of 8 for 50%. Stralsburg shot a very good 10 of 18 for 56%. From the free throw line, Highland went 1 for 1. Stralsburg went 0 for 2. The rebound department, Stralsburg has 16, Highland has 10. And turnover department, it was Stralsburg with 7, Highland with 4.
Individual rebounding leaders for Highland, 3 rebounds apiece for Trish Troyer and Mallory Stutzman. And for Stralsburg, it was Riley Thomas who got it done. She had a total of 6 boards defensively and 8 rebounds in all in the first half for Riley Thomas. Halftime scores, Highland 24 and Stralsburg 20. And Cousy, your thoughts on that close first half?
You know, yeah, I mean, obviously, impressed with how Stralsburg has handled the pressure here from Highland early on. It's, be curious to see if we get in the second half, if Highland maybe changes some things defensively. Maybe looks to trap more in the backcourt. Because in the half court, when Riley Thomas gets the ball on the post, she's very 5 of 7 from the field. Right, Stralsburg's 10 of 18 from the two. So Highland's got to do something maybe defensively to try to make them feel a little bit more uncomfortable.
Thomas has been good, but for Highland, it seems like they had some timely three-pointers in that first half as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that one in the first quarter was well-executed, and then Ashley hit another one, when they needed it. But because Highland's 5 of 16 from the three, but they're not getting points around around the rim. A lot of that's attributed to Strasburg's length and physical play, and, you know, around the rim. And again, just offensive rebounding, right? Again, what Highland usually does really well. They just haven't been able to get that going here yet in the first half. So see what kind of halftime adjustments are made by both teams and see what the second half comes out here.
Winner moves on to take on either River or Monroe Central in the district championship game Saturday at 1 o'clock at a neutral site. Halftime score, Highland 24, Strasburg 20. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have boneless beef English shoulder roast, $3.99 a pound. Bone-in Western-style shoulder ribs, $1.79 a pound. Boneless ribeye steaks, $12.99 a pound. Plus, download your digital coupon for a crazy low price this Thursday through Sunday and get 12-ounce Sugardale sliced bacon, $1.98. Selected Pillsbury Crescent cinnamon rolls or Grand Biscuits, $1.48. And Black Topper Zest Pink Salmon, $3.48. Now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Sierra Pacific Products are an MRV Siding Supply. Their products will enhance any decor and make any home brighter, more inviting, and more comfortable with wood interior windows in 9 wood species. With 70 exterior colors, whether you're replacing, renovating, remodeling, or rebuilding, they have exactly what you're looking for. From the Sierra Pacific Transcend replacement windows and doors to their Westchester double-hung windows. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Middlesbrough. Or on the web at MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys, MRV Siding Supply.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner, with combined knowledge of over 65 years, you know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Just about ready for the start of the second half. Reminder, this game has been video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton Communication Team. Sean Troyer is producing tonight's live stream coverage, and Leo Kachera is working the cameras. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Blaisdell Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. Also tonight being video live stream currently in double overtime, the Wayndale Trinity game in girls Division 3 district semifinal basketball. So if you want to catch that, go to YouTube to find the Wayndale Trinity contest. Again, that's in double overtime. Also getting set to go in the second half is the West Holmes Dover girls district semifinal game, also on YouTube. West Holmes had the lead in that game. And also later on tonight, it'll be about 7:30, 7:45-ish. It'll be the tri-way contest against Columbiana. That'll also be video live streamed on YouTube from Struthers. Already here for the second half. Yeah, you know, Matt, if tomorrow wasn't leap year every 4 years, we could say we're starting March Madness early. You know, we're only March Madness away from two more days. So some of those double overtime with Wayndale, the tight ball game here, the West Holmes Dover game. So, yeah, great time of the year for sure.
Definitely feels that way, that's for sure. Definitely exciting time. And Strasburg has it to begin the second half of this contest. Into the front court, Lila Wiggs. Dribbles it to the foul line, picks it up. Pass deflected, goes back out top. Picked back up by Sophia Seacrest. Dribbles it to the left point. Seacrest now backs up between the circles, down to the right wing. Working against Evie Mast. Seacrest backs it up, down top of the key. Pass inside to Thomas, along around her feet. And he's tied up. Arrow course points to Highland. They'll get the turnover, the eighth Strasburg turnover tonight.
Yeah, good defensive possession for Highland to start here in the second half.
McRae alongside Cousy for tonight's broadcast from Sandy Valley. And it'll be Ashley Mullen across midcourt going from left to right as Highland's second half. Pass past the Sussman on the left wing. Out top, Joplin Yoder. Yoder to the foul line, to the lane. Her layup going to be off the last, no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Riley Thomas. Tigers basketball down by four. Seacrest to the front court. Drive to the baseline. Backs it up to the corner. Out top now to Gilkerson. They'll reset it back to Seacrest high on the right side. Her pass near side goes to Wiggs around the perimeter. On the left wing, dribbles it. Picks it back up. Back in the corner, Gilkerson inside. Over to Allie Miller. Her shot blocked by Joplin Yoder. Rebound to Ashley Mullet. Highland ball. Mullet to the front court. Has it out top. Pass inside the Joplin Yoder. Has the position. Lost it, though. Falls down. Grabs it. Gets a pass off to Ashley Mullet. She's double-teamed. Lost it. Goes out of bounds. Again, turnover on Highland. And that will be their fifth.
Yeah, just a possession there where Highland just couldn't secure the basketball a couple times. And, yeah, the pressure ended up causing the turnover.
Had the right idea. As you mentioned, just couldn't corral that basketball. Inbounded grab by Seacrest in the backcourt. Nobody has scored so far in the third quarter. Seacrest across midcourt. 6.5 to play. Seacrest picks it up out top now. Gets the handoff to Ella Gilkerson, the 5'4 sophomore. Now dribbles it high on the right side. Gilkerson comes to a jump stop. Out top. Goes to Riley Thomas. Thomas surveys the defense, holds onto it. Now the handoff goes to Seacrest. Back near that midcourt line. Strasburg with it as Seacrest dribbles it high in the left. Takes the left wing now to the corner. Backs it up now. Shut up in here by Seacrest. Going to be no good. It was a two-point shot. And going to be a foul called. Going over the back, going after that rebound on Strasburg.
Yeah, good box out by Ashley Mullet. Created the over-the-back call on the Tigers here.
Slapped down on Ella Gickerson, her second personal foul. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Home Siding. Highland ball drive by Mullet. Her layup off the glass is no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Stutzman, so it will be Strasburg basketball. And still no score for either team in this third quarter. 24-20 Highland. 6 minutes to play in the third. Strasburg into the front court. Here's Riley Thomas to the corner. Backs it up. Pass goes cross court to Wiggs on the left wing. Left of the foul circle goes to Riley Thomas. Goes out top now to Sophia Seacrest. Spins around to the foul line. Lost it and stolen away by Stutzman. That'll be the ninth Strasburg turnover. Into the front court now to Mullet. To the corner, Trish Troyer for her three-pointer. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound, Joplin Yoder, though. Her putback is going to be no good, but she'll be fouled by Gilkerson. And it'll send Joplin Yoder to the foul line.
Yeah, good job by Joplin. That's only the third offensive rebound for Highland. But again, right there, offensive rebound leads to opportunities at the free throw line for Highland.
Gilkerson now her third personal foul, second team foul on the Tigers in this third quarter. Joplin Yoder, 5'11 junior, averaging 15.5 a game and 9 rebounds per contest during the tournament trail so far. Free throw is knocked down. She has 8 points tonight. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies player of the game, offering design styles in both traditional and glitter. You'll never have to worry about looking good on game day. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online, sixmonies.com. Second free throw is good as well. Joplin Yoder has 9 points, a 74% free throw shooter during the regular season.
And again, Matt, right there, just like that, chasing down that offensive rebound, ends up in a two-point possession for Highland. So a very big offensive rebound.
First 2 points of the quarter for either team, 26-20 Highland. Full court pressure is on, and that'll be a turnover. So the other thing it does, Cousy, it lets you get that press on and draws that turnover.
Yeah, for the first time, it really, Highland has trapped the inbound pass and, you know, created a turnover. And you're right, Matt, that allows you to set up in that. And, good possession for Highland.
10th turnover on Strasburg for the game. Ashley Mullet inbounds it out top to Macy Mullet. Mullet inside the paint, her shot up in the air, no good. Rebound to the floor, chased down by Allie Miller. Tigers basketball, Lila Wiggs across midcourt. 26-20 Lady Hawks. Riley Thomas has it out top. Thomas Lobs it inside to Allie Miller. Her layup going to be no good, but she's going to be fouled. Had that size advantage inside. And now Allie Miller to the foul line to shoot two.
Yeah, good lob pass there by Riley Thomas to Allie Miller in the post. But yeah, those two just, Highland's got to either going to full front or play behind. But she catches down there. She's either going to get fouled or score.
That was Ashley Mullen who got her second personal foul, but the free throw is no good by Allie Miller. She'll have one more to go. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. Second free throw is good by Allie Miller. Has 3 points. 26-21 Highland, first point of the quarter for Strasburg. Into the quarter to Stutzman. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound corralled by Lila Wigg. Strasburg basketball. Sibylla to the front court. She'll back it up. Finds Seacrest, but knocked out of bounds instead off the hands of Evie Mast.
Yeah, good play by Evie, just getting her hands on the basketball. She has the task of guarding Sophia Seacrest.
So Strasburg to inbound midway into the front court near side. Wiggs to the corner, goes to Allie Miller. Back to Wiggs high on the left side. Dribbles into the corner, picks it up. Pass inside to Allie Miller. Double team, falls down. Pass deflected, back into the hands of Wiggs in the left wing. Back to the corner to Riley Thomas. Guarded by Stutzman, dribbles it to the baseline. Under the bucket, her layup no good. Rebound to the floor, grabbed by Sibylla, put back no good, but she's going to be fouled. Addison Sibylla down to the foul line to shoot two.
Yeah, and again, that's just another offensive rebound for Strasburg and going to the free throw line, but that's where Highland's got to limit Strasburg to one shot.
Second team foul on Highland in the quarter. First personal foul on Ellie Hamburger. Free throw is going to be up. That's going to be knocked down by Addison Sibylla. And she has 3 points now this evening for the 5'7 freshman. 26-22 Highland. Two free throws knocked down in the quarter for Strasburg. No field goals so far, but they're trailing by four. Second free throw is up in the air. That's going to be knocked out as well by Addison Sibylla. 4 points for her, 26-23 Highland. Into the front court goes to Trish Troyer. Now to Stutzman. Out top to Ashley Mullen. She'll back it up at center circle. Mullet dribbles it as she'll survey the defense. Back over to the Macy Mullet. Back to Ashley. 4:15 and counting, third quarter. Back in the left wing to Mallory Stutzman. Out top, Joplin Yoder. Dribbles it. Gets the handoff. Ashley Mullet. Her three-pointer's up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound knocked away. Going to be a foul call. Loose ball foul. Point after that rebound was Trish Troyer. They're going to call a foul inside. That's apparently going to be on Highland.
I mean, good hustle play, but yeah, I mean, here's where Highland's just in a battle. They got to grind it out. They're going to hit some shots, but they can't put a little bit more pressure on defensively here.
Troyer's second personal, Highland's third team foul. Here's Riley Thomas will beat midcourt on the dribble to the foul line, to the baseline, picks it up. Her pass to the right wing goes to Seacrest, down to the foul line. Picks it up, Seacrest, head fake, dumps it inside, grabbed by Sibylla. Her layup is going to be no good, rebound Joplin Yoder. Highland ball, here's Ashley Mullet to the front court. On the right wing, drive to the baseline, and she'll draw the foul, have step on Lila Wiggs for that personal foul. Wiggs has her first 13 foul on the Tigers.
Tigers foul number two.
Mullet will slow to get onto her feet. After being fouled on that drive to the basket. Now just going to walk it off here. Yeah, we'll get onto her feet. Obviously, a little bit of pain. There's the trainer having a look here with the 3:39 to play in the third quarter. They're going to walk it over to the bench here and see if she can. They'll get a rest and be all right here, hopefully, for the Lady Hawks, and we'll get things back underway. Macy Mullet now to inbound it. Joplin Yoder's out there along with the Evie Mast. Mallory Stutzman as well and Trish Troyer. Dribble down to the basket. Joplin Yoder, she falls down and she gets called for traveling. Lost her footing and Highland has their sixth turnover of the contest.
Yeah, and Highland tried to just maintain composure here and with Ashley being checked out here by the trainer, but other kids step up here a little bit.
Embedded grab in the backcourt by Seacrest. Dribbles at three-quarters court, now across the half-court line. Seacrest down to the right point, spins around. Gets a pass off to Wiggs, high on the right side, back to Seacrest at center circle. Seacrest lobs it now left wing. Grabbed out by Sibylla. Back out top to the pass over to Lila Wiggs. Wakes to the left wing, and going to be a whistle blown. I believe a foul's called away for the basketball.
Yeah, they got Joplin for a little bump again with the cutter.
That's her second 14 foul on Highland.
Yeah, both her fouls have been that exact same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get that, yeah.
So over a foul for the bonus. 3:14 to play in the third. Bullock getting back to the scores table. That's a good sign, though. Maybe back to the near bench anyway for Highland. And pass over to Riley Thomas. Her three-pointer's no good. Rebound. We fought for. That'll be a foul ball on Allie Miller going over the back of Mallory Stutzman. 14th foul in Strasburg. Miller has her second personal foul. And Ashley Muller indeed will check in for Highland. And replacing Macy Muller.
Yeah, good box out down there again by Mal. So yeah, she's just gonna try to tough it out and run through it here.
Muller dribbles it across the half court line. 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Just Stutzman, now left wing, the Tori Weaver. Pass deflected inside, and she'll throw it away. That'll be the seventh Highland turnover. 26-23, Lady Hawks. Strasburg has it. Here's Wiggs out top. Bounce pass goes to Riley Thomas. Along the perimeter. Cross her pass. Near side goes to Sibylla. Dribbles it to the baseline. Picks it up. Lobs it back to Riley Thomas in the left wing. Out top the pass. Now over to Seacrest. Back at the right point. 2.5 to play third quarter. Back to Sibylla. Working around the perimeter out top to Wiggs. Around the foul line, Riley Thomas. Dumps to the side to Allie Miller. Backs it in. Her shot blocked by Joplino. That time they call her for the foul. Gooder thought she had a clean block, but they called the foul on her, third personal foul.
Yeah, I thought it was a clean block, but yeah, just a this is a battle going on right now. So, yeah.
Certainly is. 15 foul on Highland. Free throws down for Allie Miller. 3 points for her tonight. Free throw is up. It's going to be no good. Has one more to go. Ellie Haberger now checking in for Joplin Yoder. 2:18 to play, third quarter, and still anybody's ballgame. 26-23 Highland.
Yeah, good play there by Jopp, but that's only your third.
Miller's second free throw. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound, fall forward, grabbed by Sibylla, and going to be called for the offensive foul after the rebound, trying to clear out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Mallory took the charge there on Sibylla with the offensive rebound.
The first personal foul on Sibylla, 15th foul on Strasburg, and also had their 11th turnover. Highland basketball, 2:16 to play in the third. Ashley Mullet into the front court. Dribbles it high on the right side. Mullet takes it out top, now to the foul line. Out top to Sussman, now dribbles it, drives the lane. Dump pass inside the Haberger, lost it, and she'll throw it away. Highland has their 8th turnover. Here's Seacrest in the backcourt. Dribbles it across the half-court line on the left wing for Strasburg. Pass deflected, stolen away by Stissa. No, almost got the steal, but Seacrest got the deflection. Dribbles it high in the right. 1:40 to play in the third. Goes down top of the pass down to Wiggs. Back in the left wing to Sibylla. Now to Riley Thomas. Back in the quarter now. Goes to Sibylla. Her three-pointer knocked down. Addison Sibylla. Was her foot on the line, maybe?
Yeah, her foot was on the line.
Fell on a two-point basket. Yeah. Makes it a one-point game. 26-25 Highland. Drive by Ashley Mullet. Her shot up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Lila Wiggs. Into the Funkworth of Seacrest for Strasburg. Crossover to the corner. Out top now to Riley Thomas. Dumps it inside Allie Miller. Her layup going to be no good. Gets her a rebound. Put back is no good. Rebound by Sibylla. Put back no good. But she'll be fouled. And now Strasburg hitting the offensive boards.
Yeah, they got three looks at it right there. Yep.
And that's going to be a result after that. The third personal foul on Trish Troyer. Addison Sibylla making an impact here in this contest as well, the freshman. She has 6 points. Free throw going to be good. Tied up at 26 apiece. Third tie of the game. First tie since the first quarter. Second free throw by Sibylla. That's up in the air. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound out of bounds. Off of Stutzman's hands. Couldn't corral it. And now Strasburg will have the basketball beneath their own backboard. 101 to play in the third. Tied up at 26. In Bennett to Thomas. Out top. Thomas to the foul line. Backs it in. Thomas shot up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound snatched away by Ashley Mullen. Bullet across midcourt. Has it out top to the corner. Stutzman with a three-pointer up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound juggled around to the floor. Finally cheeks down by Sophia Seacrest. Stolzberg with it. Seacrest across midcourt. And she'll be fouled by Macy Mullet going for the steal, trying to chase her down in a double bonus situation. So Seacrest to the foul line to shoot two on Macy Mullet's first personal foul.
Yeah, again, Macy just trying to make a play there defensively. So put Seacrest to the line.
Seacrest, Sophia Seacrest, a 5'3 sophomore point guard, has 4 points this evening. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. And Strasburg has the lead. 27-26. That's the fifth lead change of the game, but Strasburg's first lead since the first quarter.
Yeah, their offensive rebound has been a huge factor here in the third quarter. This is the ninth free throw attempt of the quarter already for Strasburg.
And that free throw's up. Going to be good. Makes them both. 6 points for Seacrest. 28-26 Strasburg. Highland ball. 35 seconds to play in the third. Ashley Mullet has it out top. Mullet drive. Lane bumped. Her shot going to be no good, but she'll be fouled. Chris Mullet had to come out of the game with the injury in this quarter. Came back in there, kind of got it out, and knocked to the floor in a hard foul that time on Allie Miller.
Yeah, and these will be Highland's first two free throw attempts here, and the first player other than Joplin Utter going the line for Highland.
Allie Miller, her third personal foul. Ashley Mullet lines it up, and it's going to be no good. 77% free throw shooter during the regular season. 5'8 senior point guard, averaging 12.5 a game. 3.5 rebounds, IVC South Player of the Year. Second free throw's up. That's going to be good. 7 points for Ashley Mullet, her first point of the third quarter. Highland down by 128-27. Pressure is on. And that of the Seacrest. 25 seconds. She'll dribble it across midcourt. On the left wing. 20 seconds. Down to 18. On the left wing goes to Gilkerson. Dumps it inside. Allie Miller, her layup going to be no good. Rebound to the floor, grabbed by Ashley Mullet. Mullet to the front court, 8 seconds to go. On the right wing, now to the foul line, backs it up. 4 seconds to go. Mullet, three-pointer, up in the air, going to be no good. To close out the third and through three quarters from Sandy Valley. Strasburg 28, Highland 27. This is girls' district semifinal basketball on WKLM.
Ecoseal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, Ecoseal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeran Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeran has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeran provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeranHospital.org.
Strasburg outscored Highland 8-3 in that third quarter. Secure your personal team's future both on and off the court with reliable home, life, and auto insurance through Troy Miller Agency, a Wayne Insurance Group agent. Good luck to the hometown Highland Lady Hawks basketball team in this year's tournament. All ready for the fourth quarter of action. Strasburg has a one-point advantage. Winner moves on to Saturday's district championship game against either River or Monroe Central. Strasburg basketball, Seacrest against the double team. Pass goes out top to Thomas. Back inside to Gilkerson. Back to Thomas. Her 18-footer going to be knocked down. Riley Thomas has 12, her first points of the second half. Highland ball down by three. Ashley Mullet drives to the lane. Her shot left hand. That's going to be no good. Rebound put back by Joplin Utter. That is going to be good.
Offensive rebounding. There you go.
That's exactly. Big. Joplin Utter has 11 on that offensive putback. Highland down 30-29. McRoy alongside Cousy for this evening's broadcast from Sandy Valley.
Yeah, man, no doubt. Highland has got to rebound the basketball here in the fourth quarter.
B-ball ball put away. Out of bounds on the pass by Thomas. Tried to find Allie Miller in the post instead. That's their 12th turnover. And take a look at the third quarter numbers courtesy of Cousy, where Hyla was 0 for 5 on 3-point tries. Strasburg was 0 for 1. Highland 0 for 3 from 2-point range. Strasburg 1 for 7. Highland 3 of 4 for the fouling. Strasburg was 6 for 9. Drive by Joplin Yoder, cut off. Her step in, layup is going to be no good. Rebound put back is no good by Edie Mass, but she'll draw the foul. Edie Mass with the offensive board, Cousy. Now she's at the foul line.
Yeah, I think I can guarantee you what Coach Brady's label was. I thought that between timeouts was rebound the basketball. Two offensive rebounds already here in the first minute of the fourth quarter.
I'd say they have received the message for sure. First personal foul on Seacrest. Free throw going to be no good by Edie Mass in the first attempt. Strasburg also out rebounding Highland 12-5 in that third quarter. Each team had four turnovers also in that third quarter of play. Edie Mass now with the second free throw attempt. That is up. That's going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Riley Thomas. Thomas to the front court for Strasburg. Dribbles it, backs it in. Double team, falls down. That's going to be a travel. And that'll be the 13th Strasburg turnover tonight. Highland ball down by a point, 30-29. About a minute into the fourth quarter. Ashley Mullet to the front court, on the right wing, to the foul line, to the lane, her layup off the glass and good. Mullet has 9, Highland back in the lead, 31-30. Tigers with it, down by a 1 now. Into the front court to Lila Wiggs. Has it high on the right side. Bounce pass goes to Seacrest, stolen away by Ashley Mullet. Mullet to the bucket, her layup going to be off the glass and good. Back-to-back buckets, Ashley Mullet. Timeout called, 6.5 to go. Highland 33, Strasburg 30. This is girls district tournament basketball on WKLM.
This is Matt Kinsey. At First Federal Community Bank, our mission is to empower the financial well-being of our community one person at a time. Through integrity and quality, we earn the trust of our customers and exceed their expectations. First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community since 1898. Serving your banking needs in Dover, New Philadelphia, Yorksville, Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. First Federal Community Bank, member FDIC.
And after the game, we'll be announcing the Six Money's Player of the Game. Six Money's your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixmoneys.com. Six Money's, for quality and service, never go out of style. Ashley Mullet-Cousy with a gutsy performance here tonight with two big steals and baskets here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know, and obviously you expect that from a senior leader. And, you know, we say big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games. And, yeah, absolutely, you know, her and Mal, they've been here, done that. And, you know, Matt, you get to tournament play. It doesn't have to be pretty all the time. You just got to figure out how to do it, you know. And along the tournament trail, you're going to have to grind it out at times. And Strasburg has definitely given Highland a great test here.
Certainly are. Highland has the press on. 1-2-2 press. Here's Seacrest in the backcourt. Her pass goes to Gilkerson. Into the frontcourt, going to receive by Lila Wiggs. Wiggs holds onto it. Dribbles against Trish Troyer, double team. Here pass grabbed by Seacrest. Seacrest dribbles it back near the center circle. Behind her back against Ashley Mullet. Now over to the foul circle. Back out top. Lost it on the floor and stolen away by Ashley Mullet. Going to be tied up, and Mullet again with a great defensive play drawing the turnover.
Matt, what a great defense. What a great coaching move. Because the whole game, it's been like Evie Mass and Macy Mullet on Sophia Seacrest. All of a sudden here in the fourth quarter, guess who's Gardner?
Yeah.
Right, the best point guard in Ohio. So really making her work now.
Great decision. Yeah. 15 turnovers on Strasburg. Drive, scoop shot high in the air by Mullet. That's no good. Lost her footing. Rebound grabbed by Riley Thomas. 33-30 Highland. Tigers basketball. Thomas has it out top. Pass inside to Miller. Knocked out of bounds off the hands of Joplin Yoder. So Strasburg will keep the basketball.
Yeah, man, absolutely. You could tell that Ashley's just trying to take over the game for Highland here. But defensively, putting her on Sophia Seacrest here in the fourth quarter has already paid dividends 2 minutes in.
It certainly has. Pass inside. Meanwhile, going to be knocked away. Stolen by Edie Mast. 16 turnovers on Strasburg. Highland basketball in a 3-point lead. Ashley Mullet on the right wing. Near side, Joplin Yoder. Back in the corner, here's Stutzman. On the right wing, back to Ashley Mullet. Out top to Trish Troyer. Left wing, Edie Mast. Mast dribbles it out top. Right point now to Ashley Mullet. Her three-pointers up there going to be no good. Rebound knocked to the four. Ripped away by Stutzman. Be tied up, however. And the arrow does point to Strasburg this time. Don't let your home be without power. Call Holmesville Electric, your local Generac automatic standby generator dealer. Holmesville Electric has factory-certified technicians and carries the full line of parts and service kits for all your Generac needs. Call 330-279-4522. Strasburg basketball. Here's Sechrest with it near midcourt. Al top to Riley Thomas. Tigers down by three. 5:16 to go. Thomas holds onto it out top. Strasburg being deliberate offensively as they have throughout the game. Thomas, cross-court pass, left side, deflected, grabbed by Wiggs. Out top to Gilkerson. Foul circle, Riley Thomas dumps it inside. Going to be under the basket to Allie Miller. Her layup is good. Miller has five, makes it a one-point ball game now, 33-32 Lady Hawks.
Yeah, they've done that a few times where, you know, Thomas has the ball up high and Allie Miller in the post, and they're just doing a little high-low game.
Here's Joplin, her drive to the basket. Steps it in. Her layup going to be no good. Rebound by Edie Mass. Her putback no good, but she'll draw the foul. Edie Mass has had a couple of offensive rebounds in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, you got to give it to Edie Mass, right? The smallest player on the floor, but two offensive rebounds here. Yeah, great job.
Second team foul on Strasburg in the fourth. Call that foul on Riley Thomas. That's her first personal foul. Edie Mass missed a pair of free throws earlier in the fourth. See what she can do here.
Yeah, I'm saying she's making both these. How about that?
I like it.
She's got the misses out of the way.
And that's going to be knocked down. Looking good so far, Cousy. Evie Mast has 3 points this evening.
Yeah, just seeing the ball go through the hoop here for Evie, just seeing that and a little confidence boost and step up there and knock this one down.
Lines up the second free throw attempt for the sophomore guard. That's going to be no good. Rebound tracked down by Lila Wiggs. Strasburg ball. Highland a 34-32 lead. Riley Thomas to the front court. Spins around. Thomas shot up, going to be no good, but she drew a foul on the back paneling Mallory Stutzman. First team foul on Highland. Stutzman has her second personal. Riley Thomas, 6'4", 6 foot, junior post player, and she has now 12 points this evening at the charity stripe.
This should be her first two free throw attempts.
Free throw up, going to be good. Got the roll. And Strasburg down by one. This free throw would tie it up. Joplin, after a quick rest, will check back in for Ellie Habiger. Second free throw attempt by the junior post player, Riley Thomas. That is up. That's going to be knocked down. We're tied up again at 34. First tie of the fourth quarter and fourth tie of the game. 34-34, 4.5 to go, Highland basketball. Ashley Mullet on the right wing. Out top to Stutzman, left wing Macy Mullet. Inside Ashley to the right post. Backs it in. Ashley, fadeaway jumper up in the air, going to be knocked down. Ashley Mullet showing she can do it inside as well.
Yeah, good little catch and turnaround jump shot there.
Ashley Mullet has 6 points in the fourth quarter, 13 for the game. Highland up 36-34. Sechrest has it at center circle for Strasburg. Dribbles it right point against Mullet, now to the right wing. Bounce pass goes over to Thomas. Lobs it inside. Allie Miller. Her layup off the glass. No good. Rebound 5-4. And grabbed by Macy Mullet. Highland basketball on a 2-point lead. 3:48 to go. Ashley Mullet to the front court. Inside. Joplin Yoder backs it in. Right corner. Deflected out of bounds. Off the hands of Sechrest. And Highland will have the ball. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Home Siding Contractors. Blaisdell Mullins reporting all the area girls' tournament scores for you all the way until midnight. Trish Troyer in for Macy Mullet. Here's Ashley Mullet out top. Picks it up. Out top in the pass now to Evie Mast. Back to Ashley. Ashley Mullet thought about it. Now dribbles it to the foul line. Kicks the right wing to Evie Mast. Pass to the foul line. Back out top Stutzman. Right wing to Ashley Mullet. Mullet dribbles the top of the key. Shovels the right wing. Going to be grabbed by Joplin Yoder. Back to Ashley Mullet on the right side. Dribbles it to the foul line. Her 18-footers up there. Going to be no good. Rebound to Trish Troyer, however. And Highland has the ball right back. Ashley Mullet again with the basketball. Crossover to the foul line. To the corner to Stutzman. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound finally grabbed by Ella Gilkerson. Tigers have it down by a pair. Pass by Sechrest going to be stolen away. Their teammate wasn't looking for the pass. And Highland got the steal. Here's Ashley Mullet. Left wing to Trish Troyer. Three-pointer is going to be knocked down. Trish Troyer. Straight cash for the left wing.
Yeah, big shot by Trish. Good job by Ashley finding her there.
Trish Troyer's second three-pointer tonight. 6 points for her. Timeout called. 2:47 to go. Highland up 39-34. This is girls' district tournament basketball on WKLM.
Whatever Mother Nature has in store, you're not worried because you've got Yokohama's Geolander AT-G015 on your side. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC to find out what a new set of all-terrain tires can do for your truck or SUV. This tire is all-traction, designed to take you from the pavement to the trail in any weather, anytime you want. Discover the Yokohama Geolander AT-G015 and get ready to experience what all-terrain is all about. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC today and fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on new tire purchases. Call Holmes Tire LLC in Millersburg, 330-674-0025, or their other locations in Spencer, Mount Vernon, and now open in Loudonville.
Reminder, the West Holmes Dover game also begin video live stream currently. That's a close game. West Holmes a slim lead in the fourth quarter in that contest on the WKLM YouTube page. And also right now on YouTube, live streaming the Tri-Way Columbiana game and girls district semifinal basketball as well. And Highland, a couple of key baskets, including the three-pointer by Trish Troyer Kuzi. And the Lady Hawks had this five-point lead in the fourth.
Yeah, one thing, Matt, you know, I think Highland had two offensive rebounds going into this fourth quarter. I think I've got them for five offensive rebounds in this fourth quarter. Just, you know, chasing things down, making big plays. But just like there, I mean, Trisha's shooting open threes, you know, Ashley's making plays. So just find a way to grind it out and get it done.
Sure has been a grind it out affair tonight, no doubt about it. Strasburg has the basketball out of the timeout, 2:40 to play. Sophia Seacrest across midcourt, guarded tightly by Ashley Mullen. Seacrest dribbles it, bounce pass goes to Thomas. Thomas picks it up, looking, pass inside to Allie Miller, backs it in. Miller shot off the glass is good. Allie Miller now has 7 4 points in the fourth quarter for her.
Yeah, boy, Strasburg's been very effective with that.
Highland ball up 39-36. Here's Ashley Miller. Drive to the lane. Her pass right side, Joplin Yoder, out top the Stutzman. As Highland runs some clock off once again. Now Joplin Yoder on the right side. Dribbles it out top. They hand off the Stutzman. Back to Ashley Miller, high on the right. Out top, Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer's up in the air. Going to be no good this time. Rebound slapped away to the four and chased down by Lila Wiggs. Wiggs almost threw it away, though, but grabbed by Riley Thomas. Thomas across midcourt. Slapped away with a foul called on Trish Troyer going for the steal. Second team foul on Highland. Trish Troyer has her fourth personal foul.
Yeah, and here again, Matt, with a three-point lead with a minute 53 to go and the new rule on the five fouls. You know, Highland still has two to give here. So really not a bad foul.
Troyer is out, and Macy Mullett will check in. Jokerson inbounds it to Allie Miller out top. Put close, there's a steal. Macy Mullett has it after the turnover.
What a great play by Macy.
How about that? Now to Macy Miller to the corner, back to Ashley. Thought about it, dribbles it to the foul line. Her 15-footers up there going to be no good. Rebound corralled by Lila Wiggs. 1.5 to go to the front court, received by Sophia Seacrest for Strasburg. 39-36. Highland pass inside, stolen away by Macy Mullett. Another big steal. Here's Ashley Mullett on the right side. Strasburg with 19 turnovers on the night.
Yeah, two steals in a row, back-to-back possessions for the freshman Macy Mullett. Big plays for her.
Highland spreading the four, trying to run some clock off. Highland has 8 turnovers tonight. How many do they have in the fourth quarter, Kuzi?
So, yeah, Highland's got 0 in the fourth quarter.
And that's pretty key as well. Here's Ashley Mullett. 1 minute in counting, fourth quarter. She'll be fouled now. Drawing the foul on Lila Wiggs. That'll be the 13th foul on Strasburg. Wiggs has her second. Now a timeout for Strasburg. 59 seconds to go. Highland 39. Strasburg 36. This is girls district tournament basketball on WKLM.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabile Financial Services. After winning 6 state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabile knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabile Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabile Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships for the 2023-2024 academic year should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. The deadline for new scholarship applications is March 24th. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. The deadline for renewal applications is March 10th. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
And play back away and batted to Ashley Mullis. She was fouled right away by Lila Wiggs, so they'll get the fourth team foul, so one more foul away from the double bonus. Third personal one on Wiggs. And batted to the backcourt. She's down by Ashley Mullis for Highland.
Yeah, I'm going to guess Brady's going to want the ball in Ashley's hands for the rest of the game here.
No doubt she'll have it right now. Dribbles it near midcourt. 45 seconds to go. Highland a three-point lead, and now a foul again on Wiggs. Her fourth personal foul, and that'll be the 15th foul. So, indeed, Ashley Mullis to the foul line to shoot the two free throws.
Yeah, you know, usually games like this, it comes down to making free throws and rebounding the basketball.
44 seconds to go. Double bonus. Ashley Mullis lines it up. It's up in the air, going to be knocked down. Ashley Mullis, she's been big down the stretch in this fourth quarter. 40-36, Highland. Two-possession game now as Mullis has her second free throw attempt. The senior and Ashland commit. That free throw is up, going to be knocked down as well. Didn't touch the rim. 41-36, Lady Hawks. Stralsburg basketball. Here's Sophia Seacrest across midcourt. Pass, pass goes to Thomas. Thomas to the baseline. Thomas, double team. Her shot up going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Evie Mast. Back to Ashley Mullis. Big stop for the Lady Hawks. Mullis, she'll be fouled by Seacrest. And Seacrest has her second. And now two more free throws for Ashley Mullis with 29 seconds.
And here's the amazing thing. Evie Mast, that's three rebounds here in the fourth quarter, right? Two offensive, one defensive. So she's really done a tremendous job on the glass here in the fourth quarter.
Doing the dirty work that you need to do to get these wins. Ashley Mullis lines it up. That free throw's up in the air, going to be knocked down. 9 points in the fourth, Ashley Mullis. A game where she was knocked out of the game in the third quarter for a few minutes. With the slight injury, came back in, and she's come out and gutted it out down the stretch. No doubt about it. Another free throw made, Ashley Mullis. Highland a 43-36 lead. Stralsburg ball, 25 seconds. Seacrest, pass over to Lila Wiggs, right wing Riley Thomas. Lost it out of bounds, and that'll be a turnover. And no, I'm going to say it's Stigabo Stralsburg, excuse me. 20 seconds to go. Ilkerson to inbound. Into the corner of the Seacrest, dribbles it. Seacrest three-pointer goes high in the air, going to be no good. Rebound to the four, picked up by Evie Mast. Back to Ashley Mullis. 10 seconds to go. Mullet's going to be a foul. She'll go to the foul line here. And Cousy. Again, gutsy performance by the Lady Hawks. Also give credit to Stralsburg as they came out and really played about as well as you could play tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. They sure did. And, you got to give them a lot of credit. But it was a you get to this level, I mean, yeah, you got to earn it. Nothing's going to be given to you. And but again, you know, one thing, Matt, like along the tournament trail, we keep talking about how, you know, you got to have a little bit of luck sometimes. And I've been there, done that. But you guys have games where you just grind it out. And it's not going to look pretty all the time. But what's the famous tournament thing? Survive in advance. Yep. Survive in advance, and that's what Highland's going to do tonight.
That's what you got to do. Mullis made her first free throw, and the second one's up in the air. That's going to be good as well. Got the bounce. Ashley Mullis, huge down the stretch. And she'll now have a well-deserved rest, and she'll check out. Trish Troyer in. Final 10 seconds. Highland now to a 9-point advantage. Stralsburg ball across midcourt. Lila Wiggs, 5 seconds to go to Gilkerson. Out top to Seacrest, dribbles it right wing, now to the basket. Her layup going to be no good. That'll do it. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. And Highland does indeed survive in advance as they get the win tonight by the final score of 45-36 over Stralsburg. A hard-fought battle. Highland gets the victory as they go to 23-2. They won 11 straight, and they'll take on either River or Monroe Central in Saturday's district championship game, 1 o'clock at a neutral site. Stralsburg with a loss will end their season with a record of 19-6, snapping a three-game winning streak. Again, the final. And girls, Division 4 district semifinal basketball from Sandy Valley. Highland wins at 45-36 over Stralsburg. Back to wrap up with a post-game show next on WKLM.
Companies are investing in Ohio every day. Invest in yourself and get the training you need to land the job of your dreams or enhance your skills this year. Buckeye Career Center is now accepting full-time adult education applications for our 10 programs that begin in August. We are also enrolling for our winter adult diploma program courses, including automotive brakes, automotive electrical, electronic systems, Ohio commercial pest control, drone license preparation, STNA, and more. Call 330-339-2288 to learn how we can help you get your high school diploma for free.
Ready to turn back time? This is Dr. Emily Reeser of Dr. Brad Welsh & Associates. PDO threads are a non-surgical, minimally invasive way to achieve a youthful and lifted appearance. These dissolvable threads are skillfully placed under the skin to stimulate your body's natural collagen production. PDO threads can be used to address a wide range of concerns, including sagging skin, wrinkles, fine lines, and more. To see before and after pictures and the other cosmetic injection services we provide, visit our website at drbradwelsh.com. To schedule a consultation, give us a call at 330-674-4876.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at yoderfamilyroofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Out to victory in girls division 4 district semifinal basketball from Sandy Valley. The Lady Hawks get the win 45-36 over Strasburg to advance on to Saturday's district championship game. Highland led 13-12 after a three-pointer knockdown to close out the quarter by Ashley Mullen in a back and forth first quarter that saw four lead changes and also two ties. Highland led 13-12 after one. Highland outscoring the Lady Tigers 11-8 in the second, and Highland had a 4-point lead at halftime at 24-20. Strasburg came back to outscore Highland 8-3 in the third quarter, and of course a little span where Ashley Mullet had to come out of the game with an injury. She did return, though, but Strasburg had a 1-point lead at 28-27. But Mullet came back not 100%, but she was gutsy down the stretch. A huge fourth quarter for Ashley Mullet. She would come through with 12 fourth quarter points for Ashley Mullet to kind of lead the way down the stretch here, including knocking down some key free throws in that fourth quarter as well. Highland would outscore Strasburg 18-8 as a result down the final stretch of the fourth quarter, and the Lady Hawks get the win 45-36 over Strasburg to advance on to the district championship game. For Highland, they had two players in double figures, and looked like a River got the win tonight, by the way, over Monroe Central 52-35, so Highland will take on River indeed on Saturday. Now, last year when that happened, they played at Meadowbrook, so probably Meadowbrook-Cambridge in that area more than likely will play for Saturday's district title game. But River got the win in their game, so Highland will play River this Saturday in the district championship game. Again, for Highland, leading the way for them was Ashley Mullet. She had 19 points for the game, 12 in that fourth quarter. Mullet would finish up for her, going 2 for 8 from three-point distance, 3 for 12 from two-point range, and also 7 for 8 for the foul line. Ashley Mullen had 19 points in double figures for the third time in as many games in postseason play, and also for the 22nd time on the season with 19 points for Ashley Mullen. Also in double figures was Joplin Yoder. Yoder in double figures for the third time in the postseason, also the 18th time on the year. Joplin Yoder would go 0 for 1 on three-point tries, 4 for 7 from two-point range, 3 for 3 for the foul line. Joplin Yoder had 11 points. After that, it was 6 points apiece for Mallory Stutzman and Trish Troyer. 3 points scored by Edie Mast, running out the Highland total of 45. For Strasburg, they had one player in double figures. That was Riley Thomas. Thomas, 0 for 1 on three-point tries, and also 6 for 11 from two-point range, 2 for 2 for the foul line. Thomas had 14 points, however, just 4 points in the second half. 7 points also scored by Allie Miller. 7 points for Addison Sibilla, and 6 points scored also by Sophia Seacrest. 2 points for Ella Gokerson rounded out the Strasburg total of 36 points. Final score, Highland moving on to Saturday's district title game against River. They win it tonight over Strasburg, 45-36. Now for the final team numbers, here's Cousy.
All right, thank you, Matt. So for the three-point line, Highland went 6 of 25 for 24%. Strasburg, meanwhile, went 0 for 3. From the field goal from the two-point line, Highland went 8 for 22 for 36%. Strasburg goes 14 of 31 for 45%. From the free throw line, Highland went 11-15, many of those in the fourth quarter to ice the game for 73%. Strasburg goes 8 of 14 for 57%. In the rebound department, Highland went 23 rebounds, but several of those in the fourth quarter, 4 by Evie Mass that it really needed. Strasburg went 35, so they go plus 12 on the glass. And in the turnover department, Highland had 8, but 0 in the pivotal fourth quarter. Strasburg had 19 turnovers.
Individual rebounding leaders for Strasburg, it was Riley Thomas who led the way. She finishes up with the total of 11 rebounds, so a double-double for Thomas. Had 14 points and 11 rebounds tonight. Also 5 rebounds for Lila Wiggs tonight. And 4 boards apiece for Allie Miller and Addison Sibilla. For Highland leading the way, it was Joplin Yoder who had 6 rebounds, 2 at the offensive end. 4 boards apiece also for Edie Mast, as well as Trish Troyer. 3 rebounds for Ashley Mullen, and also 3 boards for Mallory Stutzman on the evening. Highland gets the win 45-36 tonight, and they will move on to the district titles. It wasn't an easy game here by any means, Cousy, but Highland will grind it out to get this win.
No, Matt, yeah, obviously, you know, I want to say, you know, that Highland's going to evaluate this game tonight, and they're going to say this is exactly what they needed. They needed to be tested. They needed a tough game. They needed to go against a strong physical team that Strasburg presented, and, you know, it didn't hit shots like they normally do, but still found a way to survive in advance, get the win, and get to play for a district championship on Saturday afternoon.
Ashley Mullet will be our Six Bunnies player of the game, finishes up with 19 points, but it did it on both ends, because you talked about it, her defense also in the fourth quarter, as well as her offensive points that she was able to score, and kind of going out there, maybe not 100%, but she found a way to kind of lead her team to a victory.
Yeah, and she just absolutely, you know, looked to take over the game in the fourth quarter, but what I like is the fact that, you know, I thought Macy Mullet, Evie Mast did a great job guarding Sophia Seacrest for the first three quarters, and then, you know, I don't know if Ashley went to Coach Slayball or he made that move, but when she went on Sophia Seacrest in the fourth quarter, just really took her out of the game, and that's what she can do for the team, and you got to give her a lot of credit for gutting it out. And again, her and Mallory, you know, Mallory's just been, they've been here for 4 years, they've been in games like this, and so, you know, that I thought they did a good job of staying calm when, you know, kind of the momentum or some, you know, some things could have got unraveled, but you know, I think Highland did a great job of just kind of, you know, get to the next play and controlling the game, and yeah, get a chance to play a very good River Pilot team again on Saturday with you know, some great players down there. So see what happens.
They kind of making a habit of this here, another rematch here for that district title.
That's kind of, yeah, last year, right, was Strasburg District Semi and River District Finals. So yeah, kind of a repeat here of this year, and but yeah, looking forward to doing that. But you know, Highland's role kids too, just, you know, again, kids like Macy Mall, a couple big steals late in the game. We talked about Evie Mast getting those 4 rebounds. Trish Troy hitting the big 3, you know, in the fourth quarter. Allie Haberger guarding, you know, the post kids with Riley Thomas. So so did a lot of good job with getting minutes from his role kids. Yeah, just one game at a time, one day at a time, and heal up some bumps and bruises and get ready for Saturday.
Oh, adds up to a postseason win. That's the voice of a Cousy Border here this evening. Highland gets the win to 45-36. They go to 23-2. They've won 11 straight for the second-ranked team in Division 4. And again, they'll take on River in the district championship game Saturday, 1 o'clock, at a neutral site for the right to move move on to the regionals. And for us, of course, I mentioned live stream covers throughout the evening for several games. West Holmes able to get a win in their game that was on YouTube tonight. Wayndale and Trinity game. Trinity won that game in overtime, and it was also double overtime for that. And Triway played Columbiana also on YouTube this evening as well. Friday, we have boys basketball. Highland is taking on Strasburg from the Race Center in boys sectional championship basketball. That'll be video live streamed on YouTube as well as on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. And also on YouTube on Friday, we'll have the Garaway Union Local Contest as well. That'll wrap things up for us. Do want to thank our video live stream partners, Claxon Communications. It was Sean Troyer producing tonight's live stream coverage. Leo Cachera was working the cameras. Also thanks to Blaisdon Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. For Cousy, I'm Matt Croy. Again, the final score tonight, Highland gets the win 45-36 over Strasburg to advance on to Saturday's district championship game. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.